Good morning, church family. Well, we have been on a series, Learning to Stir Ourselves Up. Pastor D started us several weeks ago, looking at us being new creations in Christ Jesus, that we are ministers of reconciliation and ambassadors. And if you were with us last weekend at church, we began a topic of how to do practical evangelizing. We covered three levels. Who are you? And we're talking to people, getting to know people, their values and beliefs, and asking questions. And I gave a challenge to the body this weekend of a challenge, a homework assignment to reach out to one person this week and use their name in conversation. And why are we doing this? Well, the whole point of evangelizing and getting to know people and connecting with people is so that we can eventually share the gospel with them. We have got to plant and sow seeds and have it watered before we ever have a harvest. Just like in the farmer's realm, they don't just harvest. They spend springtime planting and plowing and letting the rains come and water it before they ever reap a harvest. And we've got to do the same thing when it comes to sharing the gospel. And even before sharing the gospel, we actually have to show that we care. Show that we care before we actually share. So I want to challenge those of you that weren't there this weekend to do the same thing that everyone else is hopefully doing this week and share with at least one person. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to share the gospel, but at least connect with them and start building a relationship with them. Get to know people and ask them, who are you? What's your story? Because when we do what Jesus did in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well, we connect with people. We get to know them, then we can speak into their lives, and then they can have opportunity to hear the gospel and choose if they're going to believe on Christ or not. I want to read out of Mark 16:15. We all know this verse. It says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." This is not a suggestion. This is a go. This is a command. Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And let's not forget that all the world includes our backyard. It includes our neighbors. It includes our communities. It includes where we work, where we live, where we play. Everywhere we go, the people all around us, that is part of all the world that we are to go into. I want to encourage you that you do not have to be a Bible scholar to connect with people and build relationships so that you can eventually share the gospel with them. It is about showing that you care, just like Jesus did with the woman at the well. And I encourage you, read John chapter 4. John chapter 4, it starts off, Jesus is actually traveling to Galilee, and it says he is wearied. He's wearied, yet he stops and he talks to the Samaritan, the Samaritan woman. And eventually, not only does she believe, but the people from town believe because he showed that he cared. He took time when he was tired. So my encouragement to you today, whether you have had a rough week, whether you're tired or whether you're excited and it's been an easy week, take the time to share with those in your community. And I also encourage you, join us this weekend. Come and hear what the next levels are in practical evangelizing. We're going to dig deeper into that, and we're going to learn more about how to connect with people and how to make evangelizing simple and not complicated. All right, have a great rest of your week, and I sure love you guys.